Welcome, creative souls, to the Adult Bedtime Stories for the Creative Soul Podcast. I am your host, Kimani, aka the Adult Storyteller, creator of this lovely podcast, author of Shea Butter Rocks and the upcoming novel, The Shogun. If you're new here, welcome! I'm glad to have you. Take a look around. There are great stories here to keep you listening for hours on end. And make sure to give us a review on your podcast medium, no matter if it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audible, or more. We'd love to see your feedback. We have a short story that will be read tonight. It's an ongoing project on Kindle Vella that I author. If you'd like to read the full episode, definitely check it out there on Kindle Vella. So as always, grab your favorite drink, snuggle in your comfy blanket, and let's enjoy the show. So let's jump in to Crossroads. Hey, Sam. Isn't that your crush's car? Nikki gave Sam her phone. 11 Alive News is taking a look at today's traffic. Rodney, what's going on in the city? Well, traffic is heavy on both east and westbound lanes, going all the way to Terra Boulevard. We have traffic cam pictures of cars on the side of the road. Quite a bit of issues out here. Looks like one driver may have a run out of gas. Another may have just rested, and an SUV is in an emergency lane as well. I've sent their information to GDOT. Nothing much to report, Raina. Back to... Hold a second. Look at this. Oh my gosh, that 18-wheeler is driving dangerously fast down 129. Let's see if we can report this to the police. Their carriage seems to be swaying. They won't be able to slow it down if they get any faster. Oh goodness, there's an SUV in the path of the truck. Raina, I'm ending this live now.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
All right, you guys, the tire's busted. It took a hit from the potholes earlier. I'm going to call AAA. They should be here soon. Taylor opened the glove compartment to look for the number. Mom, just use the app. Marcus raised his phone in the air. On the screen was the AAA app. Boy, don't you know everything? Taylor smiled and took his phone. As she inputted her car information, the tire concern, and her location, she heard a few car horns. Taylor looked up to see large, startled eyes of passengers who drove past. Each passenger pointed backwards while mouthing something she couldn't understand. As she sat confused, she was jolted out of her thoughts by her son. Mom, look at the truck. Mom, it's on the lane with us. Taylor looked in the driver's side mirror to see the reflection of an 18-wheeler truck driving madly behind her. Marcus, move quick, unstrap Kai, and toss her out the car. I'll get Miles. Let's go. Marcus tried to open the door. He began screaming. Sky woke and attempted to open the door with no success. It was jammed. Taylor yelled and cried as she and Marcus attempted to roll the windows down. The sound of the truck barreling down the highway sent chills up and down her spine. The horn blared loudly as Taylor screamed, yanking the door for the last time. Are you a fellow podcaster? Are you a writer or author? Do you enjoy the creation process but lack the ability to stay organized with your thoughts? Are you a professional that is desperately seeking a way to increase your productivity? Play Hardball, Plan Like You Mean It is the ultimate guide to help you plan, perfect, and master your time. Get productive in 2024 and start your productivity journey today. Taylor pulled into the driveway. The night had fallen and only the streetlights were present. She parked and turned off the headlights. Her children were asleep in the back seat. They had the most peaceful looks despite the day they experienced. She put her head in her hands. Why didn't I just stay at the market? Taylor shook her head. She began to text. We're here. Taylor opened the driver's side door. She stepped into pouring rain without grabbing her umbrella. Mom, here, wait for me. Marcus got out of the car and opened the umbrella to shield his mother from the rain. She quietly thanked him and looked for her other children. Miles and Skye had awoken, grabbed their overnight bags, and made their way to the front door. Grammy! Skye buried her head in her great-grandmother's chest. Darling, it's been so long. Look how tall you've gotten. She used her hand to measure Skye. Skye smiled and held her hand. And Miles, how are you, baby? She gave Miles a kiss on the forehead. Miles grabbed Skye and pushed forward into the house toward the TV. Hello, Marcus. Winfred held her arms out, but did not wait long. She knew her great-grandson did not care for her, and she wasn't going to try to fix it today. Gramps. Marcus looked Winfred in the eyes and walked toward the front door. Boy, don't slam my door. Winfred looked at her granddaughter. She looked frail and uneasy to her. She knew Taylor had been going through a lot lately, but whenever she tried to help, Taylor would walk away. Come on in. I have some tea ready. Taylor looked at her SUV as the storm roared. She wiped away a tear, grabbed her grandmother's arm, and walked into the house. Taylor stood in the entryway of the small room. It smelled of flowers. The windows were adorned with pink curtains. She walked inside and sat on the small twin mattress. The comforter felt soft to the touch. It reminded her of the one she had as a child. On the walls were pictures of a little girl she recognized. Some pictures showed the girl running through the field of flowers. Others showed her and different children sitting down to eat a meal. But one picture made Taylor lose her breath. It was the picture of her and her mother. Tears stung her eyes. Before she could compose herself, she began to feel anger. She remembered the stories that surfaced throughout her middle school of her mother committing suicide. She remembered consoling her siblings when the lights were turned off due to non-payment. She saw the letter her mother left her on the old dresser. She grabbed the letter and threw it against the wall. She also threw the pillows, the bed sheets, and anything else she could get a hold of. Tears began streaming down her face as she ran out of the room, down the hallway, and into the bathroom. She tried to calm down, but couldn't, so she decided to take her keys and walk out the front door. She waved at her grandmother and told her she would be back before disappearing into the night. Taylor stood in the middle of the driveway. The cool rain cascaded down her face as she closed her eyes. She felt the anger that came over her previously wash away with every drop. She kissed her fingers and held them to the sky and walked to the sidewalk. Sam drove to the location that matched what he saw on the news. He checked out the grounds, looking for anything that would help him locate Taylor. He looked for skid marks or debris from her SUV, but none was present. He immediately called his friend at GDOT to help him with his search. Hey, Marvin, can you help me locate someone? I'm in a crunch for time. I know, but I really need this favor. Sam waited in his truck as Marvin looked for Taylor's car. Okay, I don't see an accident was registered. I do see a call placed to the police about a tractor trailer going too fast on the expressway. Maybe you should check where she lives or known relatives, and if all else fails, check out the Grady emergency room. I'm sorry, bro. You'll find her. Sam thanked his friend and drove to Taylor's home. He checked out the house and knocked on the door, but was not able to find her. Sam could only think of one additional person. He knew Taylor was a very private person who didn't have many friends. He got back in his truck as his phone rang. Hey, you. Where are you, Mr. Inspector? The young lady on the line lightly chuckled. Sam felt irritation creep up his spine. Look, I have to call you back. This isn't the time for jokes. He immediately hung up the phone. Sam arrived at the subdivision close to midnight. It was raining hard as he turned on the street where Taylor's grandmother lived. He began feeling a tinge of pain in his heart. He saw Taylor walking down the street in the rain with no umbrella or raincoat. He immediately stopped his truck in the middle of the street. He grabbed his coat from the passenger side seat and ran to Taylor. Upon seeing Sam, Taylor fell to the ground. Sam caught her in his arms and carried her to the passenger side seat. Marcus frowned, shook his head, and closed the window. Sundry moved closer to Talora. Your father's dagger can give the power to disappear and reappear as you please. I don't just want the dagger. I want to get one of the jewels hidden under the waters. They would not be able to see me, and I would be gone before sunset. Come on, you've never wanted to hold the dagger? Talora backed up closer toward the door. You'll never get anywhere here without my help, Talora. Get on the list. Go to TASTORYTELLER.com, and that's TASTORYTELLER.com, and sign up for early release jewels, behind the scenes info, and more. See you there. Hello? Can you help me? Sure, son. This is Samantha, a 911 operator. What is the emergency? My mother was kidnapped. The operator took a deep breath. Oh, goodness. Where did this happen? Are you safe? Where are you? Did you see the person who took her? I'm okay. I'm at my Graham's house. I looked out the window and saw my mother walking. A white truck stopped, picked her up, and took her to his car. It was raining a lot, but I think he had on a white shirt and black pants and a black hat. I'm so upset. I should have helped her. Now you listen. I'm going to send a squad car to you right now to make sure you're safe, and we're going to get your mother back. Stay calm and on the line. So there you go. That was a snippet from Crossroads. If you want to read our saga, jump on over to Amazon Kindle Vella to read what happens next. The link will be in the show notes. And if you like what you heard and you want to continue experiencing the adult bedtime stories for the Creative Soul podcast, please consider becoming a supporter today. Supporting the podcast is easy. You can choose to give a one-time donation through Buy Me a Coffee. If you're listening on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, you can give us a 5-star review. I'll definitely appreciate it. And you can become a monthly subscriber through Patreon. Now, with this subscription, you'll receive behind-the-scenes clips, access to listening first parties, and more. If you're listening on Spotify, there is a question, and it says, what do you think about this episode? Please let us know what you think. Now take a look at the different tiers on Patreon. There is definitely a tier for you. If you're a small business owner and you'd like to scale, we have a tier for you as well. Our new merch is fresh off the block. Our I Listen to the Adult Bedtime Story t-shirts are available now. And again, all links will be provided in the show notes. This Valentine's Day, we have a treat for you. The Adult Bedtime Stories for the Creative Soul podcast will be hosting a Valentine's special on our show. It will only be available for the public that one day. So please tune in at 7 p.m. Eastern for this wonderful event on Valentine's Day, February 14th. You won't want to miss it. Definitely share with your friends and family. I can't wait to see you. And thank you for tuning in to the Adult Listening Party, where we experience engaging short story samples, spicy poems, and inspiration. Your imagination depends on it. Good night, my creative souls.